How much sleep do you get per night? It's possible to get a whole lot of hourly sleep, but not get very much rest. It's possible to wake up in the morning after a long night in bed and find that you're not rested. As Christians, we must come and rest in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Paul Hines. I pastor Mumfordville Baptist Church. And I bring a devotion to you today from the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. You need rest. We find in Hebrews 4, 1, therefore, since the promise to enter his rest remains, let us beware that none of you be found to have fallen short. For we also have received the good news, just as they did. But the message they heard did not benefit them, since they were not united with those who heard it in faith. For we who have believed enter the rest in keeping with what is said. So I swore in my anger, they will not enter my rest. Even though his works have been finished since the foundation of the world, we need rest. And we have a promised rest in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The promise to enter his rest remains for us. We need to fear that we will miss this opportunity, that the door is closed. We need to respect the reality that this promise remains, but we need to be aware that we not be an individual who's found falling short of what God has promised and provided. The good news has been delivered. The good news is Jesus Christ died for our sins to give us a relationship with God. The good news is you can embrace that relationship, as verse 2 says, by faith. Our benefits are only experienced by those who have faith in Jesus. We enter the rest even now. As Jesus said in John 10:10, a thief comes only to steal, kill, and to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance. Jesus provides a life worth living now in him, and rest now and rest forever. God rested from creation work on the seventh day. We find that God rested, as Genesis 1 records. That does not mean that he's not actively involved in his creation now, for he's very much actively involved in bringing about conviction and life change through the directive work of his Holy Spirit. But we find that we will never enter God's rest in disobedience, out of falling short of God's expectations, if our disobedience, our sin, has not been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will not enter God's rest now nor later. But today, salvation is possible, and today is the day to respond to God's voice, his Holy Spirit bringing about conviction, and his Holy Spirit bringing about rest, no matter the circumstances that are happening in your life. Salvation is available in Jesus, not in some other form, but Sabbath rest is available for God's people in God's Son. Hebrews 4, verse 11. Hebrews 4:11. Let us then make every effort to enter that rest so that no one would fall into the same pattern of disobedience. For the word of God is living and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. No creature is hidden from him, but all things are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom he must give an account. As Christians, we must always invite God to examine our actions and thoughts through his word. It may be that rest is not happening in our lives. Turmoil is being experienced because we're not being submissive to the word of God and letting it do its work in our life. We're to make every effort to be obedient. We're to make it our aim, our desire, our goal, our ambition to be obedient to the word of God. But you can't obey what you don't know. That's why he tells us, verse 12, that the word of God is to examine us. So we read the word of God and we let it examine who we are. He tells us that the word of God is living. It's life-changing and dynamic as it works in us. It requires decisions. It requires us to submit to the Holy Spirit breathing life into our lives through the word of God coming alive in our obedience. It's not just a set of written rules. It is effective to produce life change. It is sharp and able to cut through what we cannot even see and expose what we have hidden. God sees all and knows all that is done and will be done, and we're accountable to him And it's in Him that we find forgiveness. It's in Him that we find rest. Possibly one of my most favorite passages of Scripture is here in Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we don't have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. As we grow up spiritually in Christ, we need help. And God has promised timely help if we approach His throne through Jesus. We're told here that Jesus is our great high priest, the one who goes to the Father on our behalf because of what He's done on the cross of Calvary. And based on what Jesus has done and that He is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, meaning He has been tempted in every way we will ever be tempted, yet He did it in perfection. So we come to someone who understands the challenges and difficulties and struggles that we go through, yet He Himself was completely and totally perfect. Jesus knows how to help us. Someone who has walked a mile in our shoes can relate to us in our current problems. Jesus is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. The Jesus was man, was tested, was tempted as we are. And we know that He was specifically tempted in the wilderness, as is recorded in Matthew chapter 4. Yet there was no sin in Him. Not one sinful thing came through His life or from His lips. This Jesus, the perfect Son of God who lived this sinless life, gives us a pattern for how to live, but He also gives us help. As you and I face challenging days, frustrating circumstances, things that come at us from out of nowhere that literally impact our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our desires, there are some things that hit us that we wake up early in the morning and immediately it's on our mind. It's burdening us all throughout the day. How do we respond? The author here in verse 16 says, therefore, because of everything He's told us, that there is a better high priest in Jesus Christ, we should continually, as often as necessary, approach the throne of grace. Prior to Jesus, it was known as a throne of judgment. But through Jesus, it's a throne of grace, meaning we receive what we do not deserve and do not earn. It's God's gift, God's gracious gift of love and forgiveness, His gift of help and hope. With confidence, our high priest and our position in Him, it gives us the opportunity to come not with a timid heart and our head lowered and not knowing if we're going to find an answer. With boldness, we can run to His throne, make our petitions known, so that we may receive mercy, so that God may give us what we do not deserve, so that we can find grace, that He would give us what we could never earn, but what we so desperately need to help us in the time of need. The Scripture tells us here that mercy and kindness and forgiveness are shown to someone in a lesser position, and that's who we are. And this is coming to us at just the right amount, at just the right time. Let's go to that throne. Father, we come boldly to Your throne, not because we have earned it or deserve it, but because You've made it possible through Jesus Christ. It's my prayer, Father, every person listening to this has embraced Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that now we can come boldly and find the help that we need through the challenging days that we face, because we have a high priest who was tempted yet victorious, who went to the cross and was victorious on our behalf. May we find help and grace, mercy, and what is sufficient to help us in these challenging days we face. Thank You for what You're going to do in meeting our deepest needs, our need of rest in You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this devotion today. If there's any way I or Mumfreesville Baptist Church can help you and you're finding rest in Jesus, reach out to us on our website at mumfreesvillebaptist.org. Hope you have a great week. God bless.